This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for the U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth left at least four dead. During a training exercise in Australia Sunday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Late last week, F-18 Hornet pilot Major Andrew Mettler died in a crash that happened in the Scripps Ranch area of San Diego, California, near Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. Chinese stocks are rallying after Beijing moves to boost the market. Stocks in mainland China soared after the government cut a tax on trading and said it will take more steps to revive its sagging capital markets. Alabama may become the first state to execute a prisoner by making him breathe pure nitrogen, a death penalty method that is authorized in three states. The office of the Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall asked the state Supreme Court in a court filing to set an execution date for 58-year-old death row inmate Kenneth Eugene Smith. The filing revealed Alabama intends to put him to death by nitrogen hypoxia. Smith was one of two men convicted in the 1988 murders for hire killing of a preacher's wife. The other man convicted in the killing was executed 13 years ago. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign says a ton of money is pouring in from his mugshot merchandising. Laura Winters explains.
It's been a cash cow. The Trump campaign says it's raised more than $7 million since the former president's mugshot released by the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, Georgia. The mugshot put on mugs, T-shirts, and bumper stickers that are selling in big numbers on the Trump 2024 campaign website.
Simone Biles now holds a record for the most titles won by an American gymnast with her victory yesterday in San Jose, California. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A start date for presidential candidate Donald Trump's trial in Georgia is scheduled for today.
Judge Tanya Chutkan is expected to decide on a start date for the D.C.-based trial. Trump's lawyers sought a 2026 date, while special counsel Jack Smith requested January 2024. In Georgia today, a judge will hear a motion to move former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' case to federal court. Experts say witnesses and arguments are likely to act as a mini-trial for D.A. Fannie Willis's racketeering case against Trump and his 18 co-defendants. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is praising the Biden administration, but is also quick to point out more needs to be done. The independent senator said corporate greed is the reason 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and Democrats need to have the guts to take on the large corporations. Not all GOP presidential hopefuls like Trump.
GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie says a Donald Trump nomination means just one thing.
What it'll mean for folks across the country is four more years of Joe Biden. And for Republican primary voters, they have to think about what that'll mean potentially a packed Supreme Court, potentially the elimination of the filibuster.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the former New Jersey governor said he was amazed that 6 of the 8 candidates at Wednesday's Republican debate said they would support Trump if he's the party's nominee, even if he's convicted. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, kind of like the lieutenant governor said, it is time for us to get back to first principles, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to remember where this all began, and then it'll help you understand how far off the mark we've become in these last 247 years, especially with the political pressures and the pulls of, the gravitational pulls of people that want to remain in power and in control. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hobson Pillar is with us, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you. Donald Trump. Still a force of nature. His first tweet, or X as we say, in over 2 years, surpasses 211 million views in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't think they know what to do with him. They never have.
No.
I don't know that they ever will wise up and figure it out. But they've turned him into a martyr now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've talked to a few people that, quite honestly, did not vote for him. Do not plan on either election, and yet they go, I'm probably going to vote for him this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what about if he gets convicted? Yeah, as long as he can run, I'm in. And
yeah.
I said, why? Well, because it's clear what they're doing. It's, this is just the devil always overplays his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's happening here with this progressive left, super liberal people. They can't figure Trump out, because he is he raised the $7 million on the day that they get his mugshot.
And that's not even counting mugshot merchandise, swag, budgets, right? I mean, that whole line item is another multi-million-dollar business. In selling mugs and T-shirts and that sort of thing. And I'd commented early on. In fact, I told a friend of mine, I said, yeah, I'm going to send you, this is before it was even announced, I go, I'm going to send you a Donald Trump T-shirt with his mugshot. He says, yeah, send it to me. I'll throw darts at it. I said, okay, fine, so. And then here it is.
Well, and you know what? He's going to join that that famous crowd of celebrity mugshots, whether it's who was it? Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash. It never hurt any of them. If you look at it, it only helped them and escalated them. Miley Cyrus. I mean, I can go on and on and on famous mugshots.
Exactly. Well, and the thing was interesting to me, Phil, is that
Martin Luther King. I forgot.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah, and the thing, with Trump, and it's amazing how the media has missed this. You know, my son picked up on this right away. He goes, "Oh, Dad, that's the Kubrick mugshot. That's the Kubrick look. It's infamous for that." And I think that what's going to happen is all these celebs, there's going to have a weekend crash course of how to take a mugshot. And Kubrick, you know, they're going to go back and study Stanley Kubrick's, you know, mugshot and his poses and how he looked. And, you know, so leave it to my son to pick up on this right away. He goes, "Oh, yeah, that's a Kubrick profile. That's that look, you know."
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Well, you know, we're in for an interesting 18 months leading up to this, this transition in power. And, it's going to be interesting to find out what happens, isn't it?
Without a doubt. And I think, you know, we were just talking with Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears, you know, from Virginia, Phil. What an exceptional life story. You know, she's just written a book, how sweet it is. Well, I'll tell you, she's just a brilliant woman. And what a blessing to have in the body politic, because she's a true leader and, you know, quite exceptional. And she said, look, at the bottom line is the mission is that, we, you know, conservatives got to win. I mean, we don't have a choice here. I mean, you cannot, I'm going to be careful. I almost said the wrong word here. We can't be casual about this. We have got to look at this as a serious war. And when I say war, I mean, it's us against them. I mean, conservatives are getting beat up three ways to Sunday, and you cannot continue to roll over. I mean, we're in the book of Ecclesiastes. You've got to know when there is a time for war and a time for peace. And I believe this is where America is right now, is we have entered into that time of war where we've got to armor up and take this thing seriously, because it is our kids, our families, you know, our faith that's all hanging in the balance. And, oh, yeah, by the way, on the horizon, is a bunch of masks getting ready to come at us one more time with this new iteration of COVID that they're preparing us for, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, what a joke. What an absolute joke. And I'm going to be really curious to see how many people fall in lockstep again to this fantasy world that Biden's living in of lockdowns. I mean,
right.
You know, they're just dying to see if they can do it one more time.
Well, yeah, I mean, why not? They got away with it before. And, I mean, and here we are, again, like you said, the one thing about Satan, the one thing about the left is they always overplay their hand. And, Phil, think about this. Doctors right now are losing their medical license. They're being chastised by varying state governments and that for prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Meanwhile, the President of the United States has opened the gates and in some cases welded the gates open along the southern border to allow fentanyl to come in mass into this country with impunity. Okay, so we go after the doctors who are saving lives because of, you know, previously over-the-counter drugs that are available for people. And they saved lives with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. But meanwhile, our government has put their good housekeeping seal of approval on fentanyl, in a sense.
Yeah, and, you know, this escapes everyone's logic. And so if it escapes your logic, ask yourself the question, then what are they up to? Mm-hmm. Because this is not bad leadership. This is strategic leadership to do something. And what is that? And the only thing I can come up with is to overturn America as we know it, to recreate after World Economic Forum's design something different. And if you can't pull down the big gorilla, then you can't conform the rest of the world. And so there has to be a strategy that's going on in that.
Well, the thing is, the left always tells you what they're going to do. And they pronounced it with a beautiful face and a very charming aspiring president at the time who talked about the fundamental transformation of our country. And this is what's been happening. The march continues. We got a short pause there for 4 years, but even in that four-year pause under Donald Trump, they were absolutely apoplectic in doing everything they could to undermine anything of any positive benefit, which amazes me because 4 years of, you know, near 4 years, energy independence, more job creation, national security, our border secured, and 82 million people said, nah, we don't want that. It's like, okay. I mean, do we have trouble here in River City?
Yeah, and why does somebody not want that? You know, what goes through your mind? Is it just, is there a delusion over the American people? Is, you know, is there a blindedness, or is there just a hatred?
Mm-hmm. Or was the fix in? More from Bill Hotzenfeller.
Stay with nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Bill Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, the numbers for the debate, the Republican debate, somewhere around, 12 million viewers on Fox, one-on-one with Carlson. Donald Trump is counter-programming. You know, they're trying to reconcile the difference between social media numbers and TV viewers. And, of course, like anything that has to do with Trump, it always has to be controversial. And you know, there's no doubt that Tucker Carlson's been hitting record numbers on his, Twitter feed ever since he left Fox.
Oh, yeah, He's blowing everybody up. They can't control him. They've tried to threaten him. You know, he said, hey, this is free speech. You're not going to control me. So I'm looking right now at the numbers. Let's see, you know, on Trump. Last I looked, it was like 258 million, something like that. Some crazy number. I mean, think of that number.
Well, yeah, that's like half of America. Almost or more than. But the deal is, again, then they want to quantify that. And trust me, I know numbers. I mean, I did this when I was a program director for radio. I know the plus or minus error factor. This is what people, you know, and people who've been in broadcasting most of their lives still do not understand that the numbers that are the plus or minus error factor in those numbers can be up to 38%. Now, as far as Nielsen ratings, those numbers, I don't know that they vary that much, but they're not like the typical, you know, polling numbers where they will interview, you know, 1,200 people and give you a number and say, well, there's a plus or minus ratio of 3% error factor. But the other thing they don't tell you, and especially when they're doing political polling, is they won't tell you that, you know, there's a 20% advantage of Democrats being questioned over Republicans or independents, right? So these guys, they know how to fudge the numbers and work it out. But, you know, we can get caught in the weeds. But the fact of the matter is, what you see is happening with Donald Trump, in spite of all these indictments and all that they're trying to do to kneecap him, like you said, you know, the people don't want to have something. They want to have choice. This is the consent of the governed. And already in 2020, it was clear that they interfered with said, you know, consent of the government. Clearly they did. However way you want to argue it, the majority of Americans believe that they interfered with that process. And now they're just so blatant about it that this is really, you know, as you said quite clearly, and I agree with you, that the response is quite clear. The people will have nothing to do with it.
No, no. And that's encouraging. I mean, I think the encouraging thing is that when things get bad enough, even people that aren't politically driven or religiously driven, they get in the game. So you look at Target. So I think Target's latest loss number is $19.5 billion.
Oof.
Now, Christians had a lot to do with that. Religious people had a lot to do with that. But guess what? A whole lot of people who really weren't using it as, you know, a protest, a religious protest, got in that game because it's too big. Same thing with Bud Light. I mean, I think that number is what, 400 billion now? It's some nuts, crazy number.
Yeah, they've just killed the brand. You know, they've just absolutely murdered the brand.
Yeah, they murdered not just Bud Light, but the entire Budweiser, you know, brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love the video from Sturgis. You know, you got all these motorcycle guys who show up in Sturgis every year, and they had a video of the booth. Somebody videoed the booth of Budweiser, and there was not one single person there, and there was not one, and they had free parking, which is really hard to get in Sturgis, and there was nobody parking there. Nobody wanted to go over there and be identified as transgender. That's what it came down to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, this is, like you said, they've jumped the Rubicon. They've exposed themselves, and the people are voting. And we love America because America is a country of freedom and choice. And this is what they're realizing, Phil, is families, you know, the parents, you know, girls, women across the country. This is what happens when you let go of liberty. And our country is based on liberty and choice. and those on the left and those anarchists would want to, you know, control our lives and tell us that it's okay for a a male channeling his female side in order to compete with women, that he can undress and dress in front of our young daughters in a girls' locker room. This is just blatantly unacceptable, and you know, people are beginning to take a stand to realize that, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking a very small minority of people. The tail is shaking the dog, and the dog is finally saying, enough of this stuff. This is insane. It's kind of like this analogy. I don't know if I shared this with you or not. Somebody was talking to me about it and said, you know, it's like this guy puts in 100 red ants in a jar with 100 black ants. Everything is fine. They actually got along. I mean, everything's peaceful. They're about their business. They're doing their red ant thing, and the black ants are doing their black ant thing. Everything is fine until some knucklehead grabs a hold of the jar and shakes it. When they shake it, then all of a sudden it creates this conflict and this war, and you get red ants killing black ants. And this is kind of, I think, epitomizes where we are in the country right now, is that we're getting mad at the black ants and the red ants instead of getting mad at the knuckleheads that are shaking the jar.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great way to look at it, for sure.
Yeah.
And you've nailed it right there. And that's what's happening. You know, and these are typical techniques that are used if you want to, do a color revolution in a country, meaning mm-hmm. that you want to overturn the existing administration in a company or the structure of a country. It's been used by, you know, CIA for years in multiple mm-hmm. countries around the world. So it looks to me like if you take, you put all this together, Antifa, you know, BLM, you start looking at all these things, COVID, you've got everything in the world that points to somebody behind the scene trying to overthrow. So what do we do? I think the thing that we need to do is say, look, we're not going to conform again. Everybody exactly. has to have this resolved now mm-hmm. and not try to make a decision, you know, when you get in the middle of this thing. We're not exactly. going to wear a mask. We're not mm-hmm. going to get the vaccine. Just put down some things you're not going to do now mm-hmm. so that when you have time to build up the resolve and be firm when the time comes.
You've got to stand on first principles. What are those first principles? Because we're living in a decade right now where there's so much counterfeit flying around, Phil. I don't know if you saw this. They've got a new AI app that allows you to text with Jesus and Satan. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Is that nuts?
That sounds crazy.
I went ahead and I downloaded the app. I said, okay, let me check it, because I was asked to do a hit on Newsmax over the weekend. And they said, hey, we're going to talk about this. So I believe it or not, I was only one of the few people on the panelists that actually test drove this app. It's absurd, because you go in, you ask, you know, I'm asking Jesus, you know, through the app, basic questions, and the response was consistent. Well, as an AI operative, you know, we can't talk about feelings. They give you some generic deal that is so fallacious and counterfeit. And, and so you can talk to anybody. You want to talk to Mary Mother, you want to talk to James, or you want to talk to Peter. Even if you want to talk to Satan, then you got to pay up, sucker. Satan demands money. And even if you want to talk to Jesus, I think it allowed me to ask him four questions. After that, they wanted money.
Interesting. Interesting.
Is that unbelievable?
Bizarre.
It is bizarre. And these people are doing that. I just said, this is absurd. I mean, and the thing is, again, how many people will fall for this, will give up the illegitimate for the legitimate? And the Jesus I know doesn't stand there waiting for some deposit and my credit card in order to talk to him.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, some people think there must be a better way to connect, because I've been praying and I haven't gotten anywhere. So it is, it's really... It just goes beyond bizarre. It goes into the demonic.
You yes.
know, when you're, you know, it's a false Christ. You know,
exactly. Well, we're out of time. Bill Hotzenpiller, thank you.
Jr., president of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. Smoking is bad for your health, and we do not want our kids to smoke. Cigarette smoking is at an all-time low in America because of education. Youth smoking is at the lowest point in our history because of education. History has shown us that bans and prohibitions do not work. Banning menthol is preferred by over 80% of African Americans who choose to smoke is racial profiling because the ban does not apply to cigarettes preferred by white smokers. Banning menthols will expand the underground market of illegal cigarettes and the need for police to come into black and brown communities to enforce a menthol ban. We strongly urge you to oppose the racially discriminatory ban on menthol cigarettes. Let's support education to reduce smoking and not criminalization that can lead to fines, arrests, and negative interactions with police in black and brown communities.
Sponsored by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for the U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth left at least four dead. During a training exercise in Australia Sunday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Late last week, F-18 Hornet pilot Major Andrew Mettler died in a crash that happened in the Scripps Ranch area of San Diego, California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign says a ton of money is pouring in from his mugshot merchandising. Laura Winters explains.
It's been a cash cow. The Trump campaign says it's raised more than $7 million since the former president's mugshot released by the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, Georgia. The mugshot put on mugs, T-shirts, and bumper stickers that are selling in big numbers on the Trump 2024 campaign website.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We got Curtis Hout joining us, fresh from his honeymoon, no doubt. Can you believe this? I mean, he thought he could leave us and go get married and enjoy a honeymoon. Here we are, interrupting his life, but look at, you know, his work. His great work must go on. And so congratulations to Curtis Houck on his wedding and the fact that he survived his honeymoon. Is that your T-shirt that you're wearing? I survived my honeymoon?
I mean, the honeymoon was phenomenal. We were in Cabo San Lucas in Mexico, and it was terrific.
Excellent.
But the airlines, the flights, I tweeted about it on in a Twitter thread. Folks can go and find that to hear about my experience. It was numerous flying party fouls were committed, including someone taking their shoes off.
Oh yeah, because sometimes that can be really bad. I know one time we were coming from the Caribbean, and somebody decided to bring their fish with them, and it started defrosting on the flight, and so you can only imagine what happened. Not only in the cabin, but also in his luggage. So when we went to pick up our luggage, we had fish smells, you know, running throughout the luggage. And I mean, you just could not get away with it. They are strange. But look, at congratulations. Thank you for coming on today. Three-fourths, you're reporting at MRC, three-fourths of Trump reporting was negative, you know, which I think is an upgrade because I think you know, during his presidency, it was high as 95%. And but, you know, the media just cannot help themselves, you know, and you got TV's distorted GOP primary race where three-fourths of Trump, as I mentioned, purposely negative. I mean, and that's on purpose. I mean, and then what did you get? Ron DeSantis was 78% negative. So, you know, clearly, you know, the battle is against conservatism and the Republican Party, no doubt.
Right, exactly. I mean, I should say that it's actually 90% negative. The vast majority,
right.
Reading from our study, the vast majority of Trump's coverage has 90% has been negative. So it's a little bit
right.
Closer to the normal. But yes, you are right that we did have stretches during the presidency where it was in the mid-90s. It was 94, 95% thereabouts.
Right.
And, of course, it heavily focused on, you know, the charges and legal allegations being brought against him by Democratic prosecutors and the Biden Justice Department. You pointed out that, yes, DeSantis' coverage was 78% negative as well, and he's dealt with, you know, Florida curriculum. You know, there was that odious insinuation that his state's, you know, standards on black history were kind of on par with what happened to Emmett Till, you know, that he was erasing history and a lot of the normal tropes that have been leveled for the last 4+ years against conservatives that were censoring history and were censoring political thought when, of course, really it's the other way around.
And the people, I mean, the educators that put this together, these are black professors that did this. I mean, we're not, and this is based on truth. We're not talking about the 1619 Project based on theory
right.
And some kind of coffee klatch coming out of, you know, the academia, you know, campus coffee rooms, this is legitimate research. It's well thought of, and of course, it can withstand scrutiny. And when they went after it, and even Kamala Harris coming in and challenging it, I mean, she looked rather weak because she really couldn't defend her position against it. Because you talk about somebody coming in, you know, to have a war on the intellect, and somehow they were missing half of their minds. You know, she was rather defenseless at the end of the day, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was completely vindicated in all of this, and I think that was there's a lot more I could say about that, me personally. But the point is, too, the thing that really stuck out to me about our study, which ran through the end of July, by the way, it's important to note, we ran through the end of July, so this did not include coverage of the debate. But other than, you know, wokeism and in education in Florida, when talking about DeSantis and his campaign, our research found that only 4 policy areas received more than 3 minutes of coverage out of 820 minutes. Abortion, of course, 11 minutes. Illegal immigration, 8 minutes. The war in Ukraine, 6 minutes. And gun rights, 3 minutes. So that means the views of all of these candidates, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy, Doug Burgum, Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, were not really the focus at all of, were not really talked about or very little when it came to the economy, inflation, jobs, national debt, trade, really anything else on foreign policy. It was mere second, if any. And so, you know, what that tells me, and this goes back to something I think the last time I was on with you, Bill, which is, folks, do not take your eye off the ball. They want this election to be about the two-tier justice system and Donald Trump's prosecutions, which is a completely legitimate issue, but it is a issue. It is not the issue.
Exactly.
That becomes a issue. Voters who aren't as plugged in as us are going to say, I don't like this drama. I want to move on. The media won't let them, but they want to move on, and they are going to pick Joe Biden. The focus has to be back on the economy. And, of course, the reason they're not talking about the economy, inflation, jobs, gas prices, trade, all those kind of issues is because they get creamed in the polls. They're getting shellacked.
Exactly.
They know that Joe Biden really doesn't have answers because the Bidenomics and extreme MAGA, all that stuff.
Well, and that was
like, – no.
Yeah. And that's an excellent point because they missed the opportunity. This is why, you know, the former chief of staff for Barack Obama said that Joe Biden won the debate because, you know, he didn't even have to, you know, cover himself. He just let these Republicans go and attack one another. I mean, they forgot the 11th commandment of Ronald Reagan. And in so doing, they missed the target. which is Joe Biden. That's what they need to big pile on and really, you know, beat that drum, because the mainstream media has given him cover and they're allowing him to get away with this stuff. So, you know, I agree with your analysis at that point. And the other issue to me, Curtis, is why they want to continue to pick up this issue on abortion. You know, to me, you know, it's like, look, it's to the states. And I believe the Republicans should say, this is a decision, is a personal decision between a woman, her doctor, and the father of the child. End of story. I'm not going to tell them what to do. The only reason that they want to bring this, the Democrats want to bring this to front, because it separates, it divides us, and also it promotes Planned Parenthood. Because what happens if we get, if they approve of abortion on a federal level, then they're using taxpayers' money, like they've always used taxpayers' money. So leave it back at the states, leave it back with the woman who is pregnant, let her deal with the problem. That is a personal issue. I cannot impose my emotions and my personal values on a woman who is pregnant and let her make that decision. And this is what taxpayers originally intended anyway, didn't they? Is that they didn't want to be involved with somebody's personal decision regarding abortion.
Well, I will say that I don't think voters also intended for, you know, there to be late-term abortions as well.
Oh, of course. Easy. No, well. Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's something where I know Nikki Haley made this point in the debate as well, and Ron DeSantis has made this point in various interviews. Some of the other candidates may have, but those are just the two that I thought of that have kind of made this realistic point that say, look, you know, when they are asked about, you know, 6 or 15 weeks or whatever, and they say, you know what, I would love, you know, they could just say that, you know, that's something that I personally think, you know, I wish we would be that, and I would be a pro-life president and support pro-life policies and pro-life groups. You're not going to find 60 senators to do this. I'm sorry.
She's exactly right. But it's also why I believe you got to put it back where it belongs. And that is with the people who are pregnant.
Right, which is why
the families.
The state, which is why you leave it to the state. Because
exactly.
It's happened in the Senate.
Exactly. So why are Republicans, you know, wanting to pick up this hot potato? Because there's no win in it, you know?
Just focus, have solutions. I mean, it's just focus on late-term abortions and the taxpayer funds nonsense.
Well, Curtis Houck, again, congratulations on the wedding. All the best to you and the missus. And where can they go for more information, sir?
Newsbusters.org, at Newsbusters on Twitter. I'm at Curtis Houck. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Curtis. Take care, buddy. Godspeed, my friend.
Yep.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Paul Batura is with us, the Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Always good to be with you.
Hey, appreciate the time for sure. Congratulations on the podcast, What a Life, which gives you a great platform to do something I always like doing, and that's, talking with people and, getting their life story and, trying to, draw out from them those, golden nuggets of life experience that can bless our audience, right?
Oh, for sure. And, so many of us enjoy reading biographies, and, that's a way to certainly learn a lot. And I always tell people one of the best reasons to either talk to someone about their life or read a biography about someone's life is you can benefit from their mistakes and don't waste time making the same ones. You can learn a lot.
Right, without a doubt. Well, you talk about the late Tim Keller. In his latter years, became a bit of a controversial figure. But you need to understand the shoes that he walked in, don't you?
Yeah, and understand, of course, where he was. He was in the middle of New York City. He was certainly running in circles that would be people who were probably far from social conservatives. And, early on in his ministry, that was sort of the beauty of his success, was that he did not compromise. He was, very, very clear on the orthodoxy of the faith, on the inerrancy of the scriptures. And I know he started to irritate some people when it came to his politics towards the end, but I kind of look at the totality of his ministry and consider that he died publicly and he lived courageously in the sense of long-term illness, pancreatic cancer, lived longer than most people thought.
Exactly.
Most people would, and he left behind a great legacy of work.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, here he is, a best-selling author. I have many of his books on my shelf to this day, Paul. He was on my show many times. I appreciated his intellect and insight and his calm demeanor about things. That's the way, my conversation with him went.
Yeah, that was his temperament. He certainly didn't get wound up very easily, very dry humor. You know, I'm sure you've had your interactions with him, as have I. And, you know, humble guy. When I talked to him years ago about a biography, I thought it would be a worthy project. He said, I think my life is more a long article than a biography, and, you know, which kind of shows his humility.
But his sense of humility, yeah.
You've spoken with so many people, you know, in your ministry and in your broadcasting career. You know, is there anyone that stands out to you, you know, of all the people that you've interviewed?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's a good question, because Paul, like you, I mean, they run the entire gamut. You know, the Jonathan Cahns of the world, you know, because one of the things that brought me to this ministry, you know, speaking of pancreatic cancer, was there was, you know, one of the original talk show, Christian talk show hosts in Los Angeles, Rick Bueller. And Rich Bueller was the one who brought me back behind the microphone. I was in L.A. as a program director and disc jockey at a contemporary music station, and then ran radio stations and built sales teams. And I met Rich along the way. And then when he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, inoperable pancreatic cancer, he asked me, you know, if I wouldn't mind hosting his show. And this was something where God was, you know, I believe moving his hand in my life and saying, okay, look it, I want you to, it's been a while since you've been behind the microphone, but I want you to get behind the microphone and you're going to be talking about, you know, the revelatory word of God and biblical truth. And so Rich was instrumental in doing that. So I sat in and covered his show for 8 months. And it was such a blessing and a confirmation of what I felt that God had in store for me. And it was comical because, you know, my friends are going, what are you doing? And, you know, you're not that smart. And I go, of course I'm not. What do you think? You know, yeah. I am hanging on to the edge of Jesus' garment every step of the way. And so along the way, I end up meeting two very important people, Phil Hotzenpiller, with American Faith. He's also the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. He was one of the first pastors because I said, God, look, if you want me to do this, I've got to be connected with you know, leaders of the church who hold to a biblical world truth that are in the flow of the know. And they speak on the revelatory word of God. That all that that represents. And I searched, I'll tell you, I searched throughout Southern California with all the thousands of churches and had a very challenging time. Phil was one of the first, you know, pastors who came forth, and we've been joined at the hip, you know, since then. Jonathan Cahn, another one, who has been instrumental as well. You know, there's just, again, such a host of people. It's hard. I mean, you know, politicians who have come away. In fact, even today, you know, one to add to the list is Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and her great story in her new book. You know, so it's so dynamic, Paul. You know, just like with you in interviewing these different, you know, these different people and, you know, the Abby Johnsons of the world who have made just a significant impact on, you know, on life. That have been modern day champions, you know, to fight, you know, fight for life, you know, for us. So, you know, the list is on and on. So it's kind of, you know, it's a good question to ask. And, but I'll tell you, really, it's a challenge, you know, it's like trying to, you know, ask a mother, which is your favorite child, you know?
Well, I know, but what I hear, yeah, I mean, but your explanation says a lot. And I think it talks about the common theme that I'm trying to follow. You know, I learned from Jim Dobson, you know, who was my boss here at Focus on the Family. It's this fierce curiosity. I mean, you talk about, you know, seeking out people who are in the flow of the know. I mean, what a great phrase.
Right.
And you're seeking people who have something to say, who, you know, are going to be contributing to the body of your work and can improve the lives of the people who are listening to your show. I mean, that's really what we're trying to do here, and that's the beauty of Christian broadcasting, is it's not just, you know, the clanging cymbals and bad news and floods and fires. It's actually getting deeper into the meaning of why we're doing what we're doing.
Exactly. Well, Paul, I got to tell you, one of the premier program directors in Los Angeles that I was honored to work with when I was working for KISS in Los Angeles, his name is Chuck Bloor. And Chuck would tell us that our duty, every time we opened up the microphone,
and this was a music station, and we did incredible things as a team there. It was unbelievable with his leadership. But he would say, and I can hear his voice all the time, your job is to elicit a positive emotional response. That's what he would constantly say. That was the drumbeat. This is what you do. You've got to elicit a positive emotional response. In other words, that anytime anybody tuned in to listen to the station and heard you talk, that they would say, gosh, you know what? I'm glad I tuned in. You just taught me something I didn't know. Or you just challenged me on something that I should know. And this was all in between, you know, music. And I translated that not only as a radio personality, but as a, you know, kind of a standard, you know, for my life and even this talk show, is that what we try to do is elicit a positive emotional response. I want our audience to say, wow, you know, by accident, I happened to tune in and I caught Bill and Paul and they shared this with me, and what a huge difference. And they take it on and they just, you know, multiply that golden nugget, you know, throughout their sphere of influence, right?
Yeah, and that's the essence. I always think of that as the essence of a good friendship. When you leave someone that you've been with and you feel like you've learned something, that you've been challenged with something, mm-hmm. you know, that you're a different person in some slight way because I spent time with you. You know, right. Lewis, you know, the great essay on friendship when Lewis, C.S. Lewis talks about, mm-hmm. you know, that connection that you realize, oh, you too, you believe that too, but it's more than that. It's we're feeding each other. We're investing in one another. And, you know, you talk about Keller. I mean, what's so great about the essence of what he did was, you know, the work he leaves behind, 31 books, mm-hmm. 1,500 sermons, which are all available through the Gospel Coalition, no charge. You know, you could spend the next few years of your life every week, you know, marinating in a
exactly.
good word, and no charge at all. How great is that?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I was just talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier. I don't know if you saw this deal. AI is presenting an app to where you can talk to Jesus. Have you checked this out?
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently the devil as well. So.
Oh yeah, but you got to pay for that. You have to pay if you want to talk to Satan. You got to pay. I mean, you never stop paying when you talk to Satan. He's constantly
one way or the
other. Without a doubt. Well, I did a thing over the weekend. Newsmax asked me to come on and participate in a radio panel, and this was one of the topics that came up. And so, you know, doing my due diligence, I thought, well, let me download the app and ask some questions. And, you know, I think it allowed me to ask four questions. And then after that, it says, look, if you want to continue to talk to Jesus, you got to pay up.
there's some irony in that.
Well, again, here we are. We're in the age of the illegitimate, the fake before the real. And if people of faith do not understand the legitimate, you know, this is why we talk about the revelatory word of God. If you're not in the word of God and getting the real meaning of the word of God and seeking for the real meaning, you're going to be deceived. Because even the apostles said, and even Jesus said, lest even God's elect would be deceived, right?
Amen. Amen. And thank goodness for Christian radio and the shows like yours, which give people a steady stream of truth and encouragement.
Well, and like you said, Paul, our job is to encourage and challenge and motivate and, you know, to continue this conversation to where we are enlarging the body of Christ, one soul, one spirit at a time. Paul Batura, he is with, of course, Focus on the Family and hosts his own podcast. Paul, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
You too, Bill.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPatriotSupply.com.